Tefillah for Life, Shir 521, Thursday, Parshas Behar. We move on to the next half of this powerful pasuk, that everything that exists in this world is Elilim. And then we pause to differentiate between this and the next part of the pasuk. V'Hashem Shamayim Asa. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the Shamayim. What are we saying by saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shamayim? The Shamayim is an area that everybody understands we have very limited knowledge of. Billions and trillions of dollars are spent to try to understand the smallest thing in the Shamayim. Down here, we feel like we're in control. But in the Shamayim, everybody understands that we really can't exist. Even the scientists who don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam understand that the Shamayim is exceedingly bigger than anything they can fathom. And that's why the Pasuk says, HaShamayim Shamayim LaShem, the Haaretz Nasan Livnei Adam. The Shamayim belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It is clear in the Shamayim that man cannot control over there. Even the scientists understand that they don't believe in Hashem, and they still understand that they have no grasp in what's going on in the Shamayim. It is way beyond human comprehension. That is something that is above and beyond anything that goes on over here. And anyone that has any kind of control in the Shamayim is obviously exceedingly powerful over anything else that goes on down here. And that's what we're saying in this pasuk. V'Hashem Shamayim Asa. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the Shamayim. Meaning not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have control over what goes on in the Shamayim. Not only is the Shamayim, which seems to be infinite to the human eye, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows every detail. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely in control of what goes on over there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shamayim. He made it. He is the one that completely understands it. Now we have a whole different way of approaching Ki Kala Liheha Melilim. We have to understand the reason why we can believe that everything else is empty is because V'Hashem Shamayim Asa. The Ribbono Shel Olam made the Shamayim. And everybody understands that the Shamayim is more powerful than anything else that exists down here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shamayim. So obviously everything down here is merely a mirage. If the Ribbono Shel Olam controls and created the Shamayim, everything else is nothing in comparison to the Shamayim. When a person is in the Shamayim and he looks down here, everybody looks like a bunch of cockroaches, like a bunch of little tiny ants. And the Ribbono Shel Olam created that endless Shamayim. And when you internalize that, it becomes much easier to say, Elohei Ha'amim Elilim.